Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The U.S. Supreme Court this week considering the question of whether President Trump exceeded his authority when he dismissed a member of the Federal Trade Commission. Joining us now, CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, good to have you back on KMOX.
Always happy to hear your voice, Megan.
So this could overturn a 1935 case that was decided on a case in the early 1900s that basically shielded heads of independent agencies. I think for our listeners, it would be great to have a breakdown of just what legal questions are the justices considering in this case.
So remember, federal agencies, Megan, are part of the executive branch of the government, and the president is the head of the executive branch of the government. So it's his lawyer's arguments before the Supreme Court now and before. This is my department. It's my branch of government. That's what the separation of powers means. We're separate. Congress doesn't get to decide when and how I hire and fire people. I decide. They work for me. Congress's position is, yeah, but we created these agencies. Where do you think they came from? We paid for these agencies. Who do you think the money comes from? And we think that they should remain some level of independence because we want people with PhDs who work there and not your crony friends. That's Congress's position, right? So there had been a policy that for most of these agencies, and we're talking about these, every federal agency, the whole country is run by federal agencies, but they all exist within the executive branch. So there was a general rule that's been in debt for decades that said, well, the president can fire you, but it has to be for cause, not at will. You have to be inefficient or incompetent or negligent in some way. He can't just decide for political reasons or any reason that we want to replace you. And the president's position is, well, that's just ridiculous. If they work for me, they work for me. Now, this is only one of several cases this whole year, Megan, before the Supreme Court is really about the reach or limitations on presidential powers. So many of the cases basically come down to Donald Trump comes into office. He signs a lot of executive orders, and then everyone goes, wait a minute, he's not allowed to do that. And that deals with issues from immigration to militarizing or domestically the military for domestic purposes, tariffs, right? These cases are all rising out of executive actions. So the Supreme Court was supposed to take a look yesterday. Well, does it make sense that the president should have this kind of maximum power to remove people? There's another case coming up in January with the Federal Reserve. And in that case, there was always the understanding, because it deals with economic policy, that the Federal Reserve should remain independent. But the president wants to remove one of the governors on this. And so we'll see. Yesterday's oral argument seemed like the conservatives on the Supreme Court were willing to say that the president has power to make these hiring and firing decisions. But they may say next month, not with respect to the Federal Reserve. We see that as really requiring its own independence.
That's interesting, because I know that was one of the questions raised. You brought up the word cause. Was this member of the FTC dismissed for cause? And is that something that the justices will even consider?
No, she wasn't. And that's been her argument. And by the way, this happened with a number of other, the National Labor Relations Board. This is not the first agency. There's several cases out there where Donald Trump moved, precipitously to remove certain agency heads. He would say, for any reason I want, right? They said, well, no, the Congress has created sort of a tenured position. For instance, like the FTC, this woman, it's a 7-year term, right? I signed a contract. It's 7 years. My 7 years are not up. If I mess up at work and there's cause, all right, I understand. But otherwise, you don't remove senators if they have a 6-year term, could just feel like it. They get to run out their term. So there's a term argument here, because she's saying the term of art they were using yesterday, Megan, was tenured. It's an interesting word, right? As if I have tenure for 7 years, and then you can't mess around with that. But no, there's no evidence that any of these firings and removals with replacement with other people have been for cause. In each instance, it just seemed, I just think we would have a better team if you weren't on it.
When should we expect something final from the high court?
So normally, the biggest cases, Megan, don't get released until the very end of June, right before July 4th holiday. So we should always know that. If it's a big case, you won't see it until the last week of June, very, very, very early in July before July 4th. But there's so many of these cases that depend on sort of the operation of federal agencies. These cases might get decided sooner. But, again, the case next month with the Federal Reserve will tip you off as to where the court's going, because it's my thought that they might have said everything except the Federal Reserve, the president has authority. But there we think independence is crucial.
Thane, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime, Megan. Thank you.
That is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum joining us on Total Information AM here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.